Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. This is Monday night, March the 24th, and I am so excited that you're listening, that whether you're listening live or listening to our archive broadcast, we're glad that you are here. This show is, we do this show every second and fourth Monday of the month, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So know that every second and fourth Monday night, you can join us here live. We welcome your phone calls, your contributions. You are really what makes this show glow. So if you could, give us a call. Our call-in number is 646-716-9397. The guest call-in number again is 646-716-9397. I'm Reverend Jennifer Hope Kotler. I'm an ordained minister. I'm also a life coach and spiritual director in private practice. And I just am always excited about the guests that I have on every 2 weeks. And this week is certainly no exception. Tonight, I am joined by Russ Terry, who is a life coach. He's a newly published author and is the executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network. And I'm really excited to have Russ on the show. Welcome, Russ.
Hello, Jen. What a nice intro. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm just really excited that you're on tonight. And I'm just, you know, I welcome to give you the opportunity to just let folks know what you're about and who you are and why they should be excited to be listening to us tonight.
Yeah, well, as you said, newly published author. I wrote a book, and as of this month, it's officially out, and I got the first 250 copies in the mail the other day, and I sold my first 10 copies today, had a mini book signing, and it was just amazing. But for people that don't know, it's called My Gratitude Journal, 365 Days of the People and Things I'm Grateful For and the Lessons You Can Learn from Them. So every day for a year last year, I documented something different I was grateful for, whether it was a thing, tangible or intangible, a person or people, an experience, a part of nature, a feeling I had, just all kinds of different stuff, 365 different things, and then wrote a paragraph or two or more about each piece of gratitude that I had. And many of them have lessons associated with them. There are 212 lessons in the book, so about 55 to 60% of the days there's a corresponding lesson, and 212 is, I think, an appropriate number because it's the original area code here in New York City, and a lot of my great experiences this year that I was grateful for happened here in the Big Apple. So the fact that I ended up at 212 at the end of the book, it was a coincidence, but I think sometimes there aren't coincidences, that things are meant to, they happen as they're meant to happen.
Yeah, and absolutely. So what was it that inspired you to write the book?
So I read a book late in 2012 called The Fearless Factor by Jacqueline Wales. And in it, she inspires women in particular, especially, I would say, middle-aged women or women 40 and over, perhaps. Just inspires them to live a better, more authentic life, treating themselves, thinking of themselves first, putting themselves first. And in that book, she talked about having a gratitude journal. And I'm so grateful because all of a sudden, the light bulb just went off for me, and I thought, I want to keep a gratitude journal, but I want to make a book out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, I had her on my radio show December 10th, 2012, and I started that day. That was the first day, and every day until December 9th, 2013. And then spent the last few months finishing writing the book, editing it, re-editing it, proofreading, re-proofreading, and finally I got my hard copy in the mail a few weeks ago, read that, and now it's officially out and available for sale, which it feels so incredibly good. I think being a published author is just a really amazing feeling, and today, as I said, I had a mini book signing at my gym, and there were five of the members and employees there who kind of lined up to buy it and watch me sign it, and seeing the look on their faces when they read what I wrote to them and what I signed was just really, really priceless.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you talked about the book that Jacqueline wrote and that, you know, it inspired you to keep a journal. So what made you sort of take that next leap to decide that, you know, this was something that could be published?
That's an excellent question. I think I just, when I took life coach training, and you and I are colleagues from our life coach training, we had a teleclass on writing a book probably in the second quarter of 2012, and I had no intentions of writing a book at that point, but I took the class because, you know, I like to learn, and I thought it was interesting, so I took maybe half a page of notes and filed it away somewhere, and all of a sudden the light bulb just went off for me 6 months later when I read her book that I can make a book out of this. And as you know from my idea to when I founded the Life Coach Radio Networks that we're on the air on now, I just, when I have an idea about something and I run it by a couple people and get their thoughts on it, and if people say that's a good idea, then I am super motivated to just move forward and make it happen.
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. And so I'm thinking that there are probably some folks in our listening audience who are curious about sort of how did you get from the idea of publishing a book to actually having a publisher and finding someone who was interested in publishing what you were writing?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So I self-published, so that means instead of a publisher paying you, you pay the publisher. So that's what I would say most first-time authors do, unless they are already people that have a huge audience. So that part, knowing that I would go that route was rather easy, but then figuring out which self-publisher I wanted to go with, that was a huge decision. And I really, you know, did some research, talked to a few people who had published books, and said, okay, you know, what self-publisher did you use? Let me do some research, et cetera. And had it narrowed down to three and looked into those three and spoke to a couple of them on the phone and ended up going with the one that I went with. And I would say it's been a good process. The book is out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's been a great or excellent process working with my self-publisher in particular, but that it could be my own personal experience. It could be a standard. The friend who recommended them to me had a positive experience for his poetry book. Maybe
okay.
Because my book's different, I had a different experience. But all that aside, I think you know me well enough that I focus on the positive, and the book is out. So the issues along the way with the publisher are ancient history to me, and I'm just super grateful, pun intended, that the book is out and people can buy it and see it and read it and give me their thoughts on it and be inspired by it, hopefully, and all that great stuff.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to remind everyone who's listening that you are listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. My guest tonight is Russ Terry, who's a life coach and author, and is also happens to be the executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network that you're listening to right now. And we'd love to have a conversation with you. So if you'd like to call us, join in. The call-in number is 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397. So Russ, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the process of becoming, you know, an author and being published. So I'm curious, certainly from a spiritual perspective, how were you or were you changed in the process of writing the journal? And if so, how was that for you?
I absolutely have been changed, and I'm convinced that everyone out there can change their lives by practicing gratitude more regularly, whether it's a year, 6 months, 3 months, a month, 3 weeks, whatever. I'm just so much more conscious of all the great things in life and always thinking, you know, what am I grateful for today? What's the positive that I experienced today? Because there are going to be bad days that all of us have, even somebody that has a really great life like I do. I had a bad-ish day yesterday. It wasn't terrible, but I think I still, by the end of the day, felt better and was grateful for the things that happened later on in the day that helped me feel better. And it just really, when you practice gratitude, you train the brain to be more positive and appreciate all the great positive things in your life. And for me personally, some of the things that really resonate, individual entries where I was grateful for, say, getting home safely. So now, you know, so many days when I get home, I'm grateful to get home safely. And that's something that I maybe wasn't having that conscious thought before I started writing the book.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there days that stand out for you in the book, entries that sort of stand out for you as ones that you want to share, that you want to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want, sometimes I ask people to share what they want me to share. So if you were to, say, pick a certain date in the book, I can find that date and read that entry. I think for me, some of the great ones are New Year's Eve 2012, where I just looked back at all the incredible blessings that I had in 2012, being on Wheel of Fortune, and you were there at my viewing party, and winning the money and the trip that I won, and becoming a life coach and starting down that journey. And I got a supplemental job late in 2012 that had just happened that I was super grateful for. So that, I think, was a great culmination entry. Certainly the very first entry in the book where I talk about Jacqueline Wales, and I was grateful that I met her back in October 2012, that I read her book, that she included this in her book, that she was on my radio show, and that I got inspired to write. So those are some of my favorites. But do you want to pick a day? And maybe I can read the entry from that day just so people get an idea of what the book is.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's what's so fun is that, you know, you start with December 10th. Like, you decided that you're, you know, going to start this on December 10th, not January 1st. So you kind of are able to get through, you get to New Year's Eve at the beginning of the book rather than the end of the book, which is fabulous. So how about, let's just say, February 7th.
Okay. And by the way, everyone, while I'm turning to February 7th, Jen is one of the few people who has read the book. So I'm super curious at some point soon in the show, Jen, if we can hear your thoughts on the book.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. All right. February 7th, tonight, I facilitated my Live Your Best Life workshop at St. Anthony's High School in Jersey City, New Jersey, where I live, by the way, best known for a plethora of basketball championships under former coach Bobby Hurley. I love being around kids. They're always inspiring. Their mentors were there, too, which was great to see. I got some feedback after the session from a somewhat brash mentor who was in attendance. Even though she delivered the message in a confrontational way, making a beeline for me afterward and wagging her finger in my face, isn't that lovely? I'm actually grateful for what she said and will incorporate it into future workshops, including one I'm doing in 2 days.
Wow. So do you remember what it was that she was?
Yes.
Was sort of adamant about?
Yeah, I remember it vividly. It was such a great idea. So, as you know, in coaching, one of the really important points is accountability and keeping our clients accountable for the things that they decide to do as a result of our work together. And in my Live Your Best Life presentation at that point, which was, you know, in my first year of being a coach, I didn't yet have anything in there on accountability. So the fact that she said, you should have something in here on accountability, how, you know, why are you going to talk about this and then not talk about, you know, holding them accountable? And instead of going back at her or being upset about it, as I wrote, I was grateful for it. I thought it was a great idea, and I had a huge presentation in front of 250 people 2 days later that is probably one of the two biggest ones I've done so far, and I incorporated it into that. So, again, I just focused on the positive of the situation and showed gratitude for it, and still to this day I have accountability in my Live Your Best Life workshops. So I don't even know the woman's name, but I'm super grateful for her, and she's not only made a positive impact on me in my life, but all of my hundreds and hundreds of workshop participants since then.
Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating that, you know, because sometimes it is, like you were saying, you know, it's real easy to get defensive and to be like, you know, who are you? And, you know, what do you have to share with me? But to be willing to be open and to hear the input and the feedback from people and being able to incorporate that into your workshops is really, it sounds like it was a really great gift.
It was. That's a great way to put it. It was a great gift.
Awesome. Well, I just want to remind everyone that you are listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm talking with Russ Terry, who's a life coach, author, and the executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Networks. I just want to remind you that Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen is on every second and fourth Monday of the month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're always available on an archive version after the show airs. Links are always available on my website, which is www.seedspiritualcoaching. That's S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. SEED stands for Spiritual Energy, Engagement, and Direction. And so I also want to tell people, before I come back to you, Russ, how they can join the conversation. If you'd like to join our conversation at any point this evening, we've got about 40 minutes left. You can join us at 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And as you were talking about, Russ, the book is about my gratitude journal. It's it's your journal, but it's also the lessons that you learned, and you said in the book there were 212 of those lessons that came out through the writing of your journal entries. Is there any one, you know, or I won't ask you to choose one, because that's like asking, you know, what's your favorite child? But, you know, what are the three top lessons that you felt that you learned over the last year in writing your gratitude journal?
The lessons I learned in writing my gratitude journal. Well, number one is the following week in February, since I have the book open to that part of the book, it's lesson number 28. This was about writing the book, but it's applicable for other things too. Lesson 28, if you decide to do a big project, set milestone goals for yourself and stick to them. Two different authors told me to set goals as it relates to my writing, and I'm going to make darn sure I heed their advice. The process of goal setting and achievement is an incredible, enriching experience and one that will have a lasting impact on your life. The finished products we strive for will lead to incredible satisfaction, but the targets we hit along the way will also be rewarding. And it's crazy, I wrote that back in February, and it totally came true. Just hitting my milestone goals, you know, the 3-month mark, the 6-month mark, 9 months. I had a huge meeting with my editors back in November that I had to be writing those 11 months by then, and I wasn't ready, so every day for a week to 10 days, I got up and wrote for 90 minutes before I did anything else, first thing in the morning. And then just now experiencing selling the book starting mm-hmm. today has just been incredible. And I know that I'm going to have more of these incredible experiences. I have my first book release party on Thursday in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm doing a book signing next Thursday here in Jersey City, and then a huge New York City book signing 2 weeks from tonight. So I know those are going to be incredible experiences, and I know more great experiences are to come. I got my first review of the book today on Amazon, and the reader, somebody who just bought it at lunchtime, had really great things to say about it. And so it's just, it's been a really great process. And I think for anyone, you know, you don't have to write a book to set a huge goal and set milestone goals and accomplish it. So if people out there are listening to this and they have a big goal or they have an idea for a big goal, I definitely encourage them to go for it, because it's just a really, really amazing experience.
Oh, that's great. Well, and I know, Russ, just because I've known you for, we just passed our 2-year friendiversary.
We met
2 years ago in our coach training program, on the very first day of our coach training program. So what are some of those other big, I mean, I know that you have accomplished an incredible amount in the last 2 years. What are some of those other things that you really set your mind on and decided that you wanted to accomplish and have been able to accomplish, a lot of which are sort of talked about throughout the book?
Yeah, I think having the idea for the Life Coach Radio Networks, and it's funny when you look back on the early entries where I talk about the idea before we even went on the air,
right.
I said, I'd love to get 15 or 20 coaches to be on the air. And then fast forward, you know, 6 months later, we had 3 different networks, and we're now up to 50-some coaches who've been hosts on the networks for 3 months or more. So to see that I had this idea and that it wildly exceeded my own lofty expectations has just been super-duper exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just the financial stability that I've achieved over the course of writing the book, and I talk about that a number of times in the book, just, you know, I was a new entrepreneur when I started writing it. I had only been an entrepreneur for 9 months or so. and was still trying to figure out a way to earn enough money to pay my mortgage. And as you know, New York City area mortgages are not cheap, you know. And just the pride and satisfaction I have now about being able to pay my mortgage without dipping into my savings, knowing that I built from scratch with my hard work all of the income that is coming into me. And it's just really, really, really rewarding.
Yeah, that is exciting. I mean, that's, I think, certainly for me is one of the best parts of being an entrepreneur is to know that the work that I do has direct effects on me and my family and our quality of life and just the, you know, the who I am in the world. And that's really exciting. I just want to, as we sort of are approaching the half hour mark, I just want to invite anybody who has a question for Russ, who would like a comment, who wants more information. I'm going to ask you, Russ, if the events that are happening in D.C. and New York and New Jersey are public, if you want to give information about how people can maybe attend those events or find out more about them. But I just want to give the call-in number again. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. So Russ, is that information that you can share with folks if they want to learn more about the book or come to one of the public signings?
Yeah, all three events are open to the public. The one on Thursday in the D.C. area is actually in the Tysons Corner, Vienna, Virginia area at a restaurant called Clyde's, C-L-Y-D-E-S. That's from 7 to 10. This Thursday, March 27th, and then next Thursday from 5 to 7, I have a book signing at Bally's Total Fitness, the gym that I go to here in Jersey City, New Jersey. That's Bally's in Jersey City from 5 to 7 on Thursday, April 3rd. And then the big New York City book signing party is 2 weeks from tonight, Monday, April 7th, starting at 7:30 and probably going until midnight or so at Toshi's Living Room at 26 and Broadway. That's Toshi's, T-O-S-H-I apostrophe S, Living Room at 26 and Broadway in the lobby of the Flatiron Hotel. So all those events are open to the public. If people want more information, they can email me, russ@russterrylifecoach.com. That's russ@russterrylifecoach.com. And I'm also happy to have additional book signing parties if people have a critical mass of individuals who they think would be interested in it. So I'm going to a school tomorrow for a specific leadership event for that university. The book signing next Thursday, that happened, we decided on that today when I had the mini book signing at the gym just for the people I know there, and those individuals were excited about it, and people passing by were like, what's the deal with that book? Can I buy that book? So now we're making a bigger thing about it, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So I'm just going to remind folks of our call-in number one more time as we sort of approach the half-hour point. It's 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. So, Russ, I'm just curious to know. Yes.
Oh, I'm dying. I'm curious to know. I'm dying to know what you think of the book since you're one of the few that's read it so far.
Well, it's a wonderfully quick read, and it highlights, I think, for people what you can do. That was the message that I really came from the book, what you can do when you put your mind to it. As I mentioned to you earlier, it's a really interesting format. Like, I've never seen a book published that was literally your journal. So, you know, kind of starting at the beginning and you know, not having chapters, but having entries for each one with the lessons interspersed, I found to be very interesting and not particularly common, you know, different than a lot of books.
And what was it like for you when you saw your name in the book?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I really appreciated the ways in which you were grateful for me and for the feedback that I had given you about the radio network. I know that was, for me, was sort of the highlight. For those who don't know what we're talking about, I was the first solo host to host the show on the Life Coach Radio Network. And I did that last May 7th. Is that right?
Definitely.
It's somewhere right around there. It was the first week in May. And I didn't know what to expect. I'd never done anything like this before. So for me, it was a real stretch. And getting on the air and talking for an hour, I didn't know what to expect. And I had some people call in on my first show, and I had people listen. And I found that it was a really wonderful experience. And I remember writing the email to you about my experience and how great an experience it was. And I know that you quoted that in the book, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, and I'm so excited that you appreciated it. And I think what you said is just an excellent example of people stepping outside their comfort zones. You know, as you said, you had no experience in this area. You were the very first host to go on. You weren't sure how it was going to go, how you were going to fill up an hour. And not only did it go well, it went great, and people listened and called in, and you had positive feedback. And it's just, it was a really, really neat experience that I was excited about for you, and you were excited about, and hopefully when people read it, they'll feel that excitement coming through the pages.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it really was. It was such a great experience for me. And here we are almost 11 months later, and I'm still doing a show, and it's still in this same time slot. And our listenership certainly has been growing, certainly among our archive listeners. And it's been a real blessing for me to have this opportunity to be on the air, to talk about the things that I care about, to bring on people who I think certainly I know add to my spiritual life and my spiritual growth, and ones that I hope will also add that to my listeners. So, Russ, it's really, I mean, you've had so many great things happen over the past year. What that you outline in the book. So what do you think was the biggest stretch for you over the last year as you were recording the things that you were grateful for?
I think, well, one big stretch was certainly just getting a book published. I would say the post-writing process, the editing, the proofreading was the most taxing and the hardest work. So if anybody's out there and listening and thinking about writing a book, it is incredibly rewarding, but it's a super long process. So I'm super glad it's over, and now I know going into it, and I do have my second book is now underway, which I'm super excited about, and I can tell you about too, because I would love I'd love to talk about that too. But I think now that I know about the editing process, I can perhaps worry a little bit less about some nice to have things. You know, should a comma go here? Is it okay if a comma doesn't go here, etc.? And worry about the must have things, like, you know, is there a missing word here? Or, you know, is the punctuation consistent, and are the italics consistent, and things like that. So now that I've been through it once, I think I'm better equipped to go through it again. But it was very challenging to go through it. But like I said, I'm glad I went through it and I'm glad it's done.
Yeah, yeah. So you also mentioned a number of speaking engagements that were really a big deal for you over that year. Did you want to, can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, I thank you for asking. I think some of the bigger ones, or the bigger ones that I've done, has been with the business fraternity Alpha Kappa Psi, or AKPSI. And it's been really great being involved with them. I spoke at their regional conference in Philadelphia last February and their biennial national conference in New Orleans in August. And then they had a Northeast Region Leadership Retreat in September that I was actually the keynote speaker at, so my first keynote speaking gig, and that was on the topic of leadership. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you, so just to tell you the background and the story, and I talk about a lot of this in the book, one of my close friends, Anika Johnson, she was involved in this fraternity both when she was in college and her post-college years. And I sensed when I first started becoming a coach that fraternities would be a good group to tap into. I work with a lot of people in the millennial generation, whether in college or recent graduates, and I thought it would be good. So I said something to her and said, you know, hey, I'd love to work with your fraternity. What do you think? And she said, oh, let me connect you with Nanine, who's the regional director here for the Northeast. So she connected me with Nanine, and then Naheen, and then he connected me with the fraternity's national office in Indianapolis, and I spoke to them. So just by me saying something to one of my BFFs and her making an introduction, fast forward, and I've had three huge speaking engagements where I've probably presented in front of a combined 600 or 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
And especially from that last one on leadership, now I give my own workshops on leadership, my own webinars on leadership. I coach clients on leadership. So by saying that one thing to Anika, all these amazing things have happened as a result of it. And I think a great lesson in that is don't be afraid to ask for things. I asked her, and she was happy to oblige. And I'm so grateful to her, and I'm grateful to Naheen, and I'm grateful to Jason in the main office in Indianapolis, and all the participants, and just all the experiences I've had getting to do a keynote speech for the first time. So again, it's just a really great lesson in how to go out and make things happen and how to live your best life professionally in that case, but personally too, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a great story. And I know that you talk about in the book, and what was the phrase that you used? Because I think it's really helpful.
Being politely assertive.
Politely assertive. That's right. That's great. And you're sort of stepping out, and again, sort of stepping into not necessarily something that is your comfort zone, but being able and being willing to push, you know, to move beyond your boundaries and hoping that, you know, that and opportunities are coming about because of that.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jen, seriously, because I am such a huge fan of being politely assertive, and I'm not shy in promoting myself and my services and my business and all of my business ventures, whether it's the book or the radio networks or my own personal coaching. And I think being politely assertive is a great quality to have that a lot of people can benefit from using, assuming it resonates with their personality, but just in a nice way, saying, hey, I'm selling a book, you want to buy one, or if somebody's talking about their life, hey, you know, well, I'm a coach. If you ever want to have a free session, I'd be happy to have one with you. Or asking a fellow coach, hey, you know, do you want to be a host on the Life Coach Radio Network? So we would love to have you. And there's a way to be assertive and be polite about it, and it's definitely benefited me big time.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, it's a lot of sort of getting to a win-win. So you invite someone to become a client, or you invite someone to become a host on the Life Coach Radio Network, and, you know, you're working toward that being a win-win. You know, it's a win for them and it's a win for you as well. And certainly that is sort of at the core of who we are as coaches and as entrepreneurs.
Yeah, yeah. And I totally mentioned win-win situations multiple times in the book. So thank you for mentioning that too, because I think when we create win-win situations in our lives, it's just an amazing thing, whether it's mm-hmm. a win for us and a win for somebody else, or a win for us in multiple areas of our life, or anything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to remind folks that we have about 20 minutes left. This is, you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. My guest tonight is Russ Terry, who is the executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network. He's also a life coach in private practice, and he is an author of his new book, which is called My Gratitude Journal. And if you have any questions, if you'd like to make any comments, if you have some thoughts more about gratitude or goal setting or getting what you want, being politely assertive, as Russ calls it, which I can't imagine would be a better characteristic for an entrepreneur, because you have to continually put yourself out there. I'm wondering, Russ, if there are some other lessons from the book that sort of stick out for you that that my listeners would be interested in hearing more about.
Well, it's funny. I'm flipping through the book, and I turned the page I turned to said create win-win situations, which
there you
is so
go.
Funny because I know we just talked about that. So that lesson says create win-win situations. In this case, it was fun and enjoyment with a family member, exercise with your significant other, a personal development workshop with your friends, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Another lesson a few days after that, there was an entry where one of my BFFs wrote a note on the back of a business card that said, "You make me happy." And I just thought that was the nicest thing. And I'm actually sitting in my bedroom now. I still have it displayed on my dresser. Just a little, "You make me happy, thanks," with a smiley face. So the lesson in that is, you know, when you get something that makes you smile, whether it's a little note like that or a thank you card or a handwritten note or whatever, when you get something that makes you happy, display it in your home as a reminder for when you need it, but also for when you don't. And even just now, in looking up at it, I'm having an incredible day. I read 10 books today. I'm on the show with you. I got to see a friend who happened to be in town that I haven't seen in almost a year and a half. And even though I'm having an excellent day, that picked my spirits up even more than they already are.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great to have those mementos around that remind us that, you know, that we're important, that people love us, that, you know, who we are makes a difference in the world. So Jen, what's next for you?
I'm so glad you asked. I was just going to say, so I alluded to this briefly earlier, but I'm working on my second book already, which is so exciting. But the second book is basically finding 10 to 15 people from across the United States and other countries too, who are ready, willing, able, and excited to do what I did, to spend an entire year documenting something different that they're grateful for. And then this second book of mine would be an anthology where each of them would write a chapter talking about how that experience changed their life. Obviously, I'm talking here about how it changed my life, and I want to be the change that I want to see in the world. So I'm looking for people who want to go on the same journey I went on and experience what I experienced because it was so great. So I have two definite people signed up who started in early March on their 1 year, and they've written their baseline, which is, you know, how they're living their life now, how much they practice gratitude, et cetera. And they're off on their merry way, and I saw one of them, a draft of what she's written, and it gave me chills. So I'm super excited about it, and like I said, I'm looking for people who want to take part. In addition to the two that signed up, I have 5 or 6 others who are interested and are thinking about it, but like I said, I want at least 10 to 15. So if anybody out there is listening and wants more information, just send me an email, russ@russterrylifecoach.com. That's russ@russterrylifecoach.com. And I'll send you a short document just explaining how it would work in terms of logistics and stuff. And yeah, I would love to have anyone who's interested.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Because, you know, I think that for many folks, just the process of even embarking on this can seem overwhelming. But I think if they read your book, they'll see that, you know, not every day is a 300, 500, 800 word experience. It can be, you know, a 25, 30, 50, maybe 100 words experience, and that you know, that definitely is a different thing to embark on than maybe what they might have in mind or have in their heads.
Exactly, and they don't have to do what I did. They don't have to write a full paragraph or two about each entry. They can if they want to, but really, it's just about forcing themselves in a good way to come up with 365 different people and things and experiences and feelings over the course of the year. Because when you know, there's low-hanging fruit in the beginning, and then once you get into it, it really forces you to think differently, which is a really cool experience to go through and totally life-changing.
Yeah, as we were talking about before we came on the show, I've mentioned it on this show in the past, but I am writing a blog every day and publishing a blog post every day around 365 days of women's wisdom. So I pick a different quote every day that comes from not necessarily a different woman. I've used the same woman multiple times, but different 365 different quotes. And today is day 83. If anybody needs to know what day of 2014 it is, you can always look on my blog. But that is, you can find that at www.womenswisdom365.wordpress.com. And it's been a really, as you were talking about, you know, just sort of a practice, it's been a great practice for me as a writer to both, not necessarily to write every day, because sometimes I'll write ahead so that I can have some time off, but I am publishing a blog post sort of anywhere between 300 and 600 words every day, which is, you know, a pretty significant writing practice, which for me has helped me to think about, okay, what, you know, could this blog become a book, or do I, you know, or where does the energy that I'm putting into writing this blog now go when I hit December 31st of 2014. Do I keep writing that, or do I make a shift and change? But it's been really wonderful to see the ways in which people in March are still discovering my blog, and I'm, you know, getting more followers and people who are reading it on an ongoing basis. And that's been, you know, really rewarding, as you said, and very fascinating to see how that sort of blog culture changes the ways that people are writing and truly the ways that people are reading.
Well, first, I just want to say congratulations to you, because your task is just as, if not more, Herculean than mine. And I'm just so proud of you and happy for you that you're doing this. And I've read it and I love it. And I think if people are looking to be inspired every day this year, they have a plethora of things to go to. They can read my book, they can read your blog, they can absorb our content otherwise, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you and how you are positively impacted in a huge way by the end of this 1 year for you.
Yeah, thank you. I am excited. I'm glad that, you know, I've made it 83 days, and it's, you know, it's like everything that we choose to do and the changes that we make in our lives. You know, I know that, Russ, we preach this to our clients, and I think it's a really important practice for those of us who are coaches to make those kinds of changes and to say, okay, I'm going to commit to doing this every day for a year. And then doing it, just for the sheer fact of proving to yourself that you can do it every day for a year.
Yes, and I think by us doing big things in our lives, that inspires the people around us, whether clients, friends, family, etc., to do big things for them, whatever that means.
Yeah, and it really is, like you were saying, it is whatever that means. You know, one of the things that anybody who's been reading my blog knows is that I've started kickboxing, because I've mentioned it a couple of times. Now, I'm not exactly what you might think of as the kickboxing type. Now, it scares my husband a little that I'm taking kickboxing, but, you know, I've actually learned how to throw a punch and not throw a punch like a girl. So, you know, but it's great exercise. You were talking about, you know, having a win-win, exercising. My husband and I love to play tennis, so we exercise together in that way. I have a girlfriend that I meet three times a week for our kickboxing classes, and that's great. Again, it's sort of a win-win. It's a way to stay motivated. It's a great way to stay accountable. There's the accountability word. But, you know, it's just a lot. And it's a great way to have fun. And that's the thing, I think, that maybe that folks don't really realize, that, you know, when we're talking about coaching, we're talking about accountability, that it's not drudgery. You know, 83 days into publishing my blog every day, I still don't find that to be drudgery.
But I
still find it to be a joy, and I really look forward to the next, you know, the remainder of the year.
I agree 1,000%, and I know that accountability and the sense of accomplishment is an incredible thing. So whether it's me with my book, you with your blog, or a client that simply wants to exercise more, you know, you with kickboxing or whatever. Mm-hmm. When in life, when we accomplish something, it's a great, great feeling. I had something that has been hanging over my head since 2012. So, I mean, it's been a year and 9 months, and it just wasn't on my radar. And then when it was on my radar, I didn't have time to do it. And I finally got the majority of it done yesterday, and I had a rare open day in my calendar, and the sense of accomplishment and the feeling I had last night was just incredibly amazing, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm excited that I'm done, and I can't wait to figure out what the next big thing is to accomplish.
Yeah, I know that, and I know what that is because I saw an email from you today. So, congratulations on moving towards that goal. I know that for me, within the last 2 weeks, I received my credential from the International Coaching Federation. So I'm an associate certified coach, which is wonderful. It's great to have that credential from our credentialing body. And, you know, it really does speak to the work that we do, but the people that put their trust in us, who hire us to work with them and who really do the hard work of making change in their lives. And so I just want to give folks the opportunity. We've just got a couple more minutes. If you'd like to squeeze in and like to join the conversation, you can call in. The call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. I'm Reverend Jennifer Hope Kotler. I am always open and always available to hearing from any of my listeners. So if you'd like to learn more about the spiritual direction and life purpose coaching that I do, you're welcome to, I invite you to visit my website, which is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. The SEED stands for Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction. Because of the work that I do and really engages both the spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional aspects of who we are as human beings. And I invite you to visit that. You can contact me through my website. You can email me. It's jennifer@seedspiritualcoaching.com. And I also invite you to, if you're interested in learning more about the work that Russ does, that you will contact him. I'm going to give him a moment to talk about the ways in which you can contact him to learn more about his book and the work that he's doing. I'm really excited, Russ. I'm going to be doing a training this summer with my husband out on Lake Tahoe. And not only is that, of course, a fabulous place to be doing training, but my husband is an interim pastor in the Presbyterian Church, which means he works in between settled or installed pastors and does transitional work. So we do this and we move from place to place. So we are in New York right now, but in 6 months from now, it's likely that we will be someplace different. And this summer, we'll be in Lake Tahoe at Zephyr Point, which is a Presbyterian campground on Lake Tahoe, doing training for pastors who want to do this interim this kind of interim work in the Presbyterian Church. But the work that we will be doing is with their spouses, because it's definitely it's a different lifestyle when you move every 2 or 3 years to a different location and a different set of relationships and different work. I mean, what the beautiful thing about my work is that it travels. So I can be your coach. I can be your spiritual director regardless of where you live. And I am now, coach a number of people in three or four different time zones, which is really sort of the beautiful part of what we do. And as I said, that's we're going to be teaching at Zephyr Point Camp and Conference Center on Lake Tahoe this summer, this July, if anybody is interested in that. So, Russ, how can folks get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
Yes, so certainly, just to make sure I mention it, the book is now available for sale as of last week, so I would love for people to buy it in person at one of the book signing parties that I mentioned earlier, or if you want an autographed copy or to find out more information about the book signing parties, or if you're in New York City and want me to just swing by with a copy, I'm happy to do any and all of that. Send me an email, russ@russterrylifecoach.com. That's russ@russterrylifecoach.com. If you're not in New York City and don't want an autographed copy, you can just buy it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can just go to Amazon.com and search for Russ Terry, and you'll see my gratitude journal by Russ Terry come up, which is so freaking cool. And like I said, I got the first review of it today, and the reviewer had really positive things to say about it, so that's exciting. And you can like the book on Facebook. It's My Gratitude Journal by Russ Terry. That's the Facebook page, My Gratitude Journal by Russ Terry. I have 100 likes since I started the page a week or so ago, so hoping to build that up. And yeah, just super excited. I actually give an entire workshop on gratitude, so if anybody out there is interested in participating in that, just send me an email and we can talk about that. But I just want to say it's been an exciting hour being on the show with you, Jen, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm very grateful.
Well, and as am I for you coming on tonight. Thank you, Russ, for all your contributions. Thank you to everyone who is listening live. Thank you to all of our archive listeners. If you want to go back and listen to any of our previous episodes of Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, I invite you. They're all cataloged on my website, which is www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. Thank you so much for listening. Russ, thank you so much for being on the air with us tonight. And I just wish you blessings for all and have a great night. Good night, everyone.